Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Robotics category of September 21, 2021. Do you know that you are more likely to be infected by flesh-eating bacteria than you are to be struck by lightning? Today we have selected 12 papers out of 23 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Stefan Schall, computer scientist in robotics and AI.
Paper title:
Cat Grasp, Learning Category Level Task Relevant Grasping in Clutter from Simulation.
Authored by
Bowen Wen, Wanzhao Lian, Kostas Bekris, and Stefan Schall.
Paper abstract:
Task-relevant grasping is critical for industrial assembly, where downstream manipulation tasks constrain the set of valid grasps. Learning how to perform this task, however, is challenging, since task-relevant grasp labels are hard to define and annotate. There is also yet no consensus on proper representations for modeling or off-the-shelf tools for performing task-relevant grasps. This work proposes a framework to learn task-relevant grasping for industrial objects without the need of time-consuming real-world data collection or manual annotation. To achieve this, the entire framework is trained solely in simulation, including supervised training with synthetic label generation and self-supervised hand-object interaction. In the context of this framework, this paper proposes a novel, object-centric canonical representation at the category level, which allows establishing dense correspondence across object instances and transferring task-relevant grasps to novel instances. Extensive experiments on task-relevant grasping of densely cluttered industrial objects are conducted in both simulation and real-world setups, demonstrating the effectiveness of the proposed framework. Code and data will be released upon acceptance at sites.google.com/view/catgrasp.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Gaurav S. Sukhatme, Professor, and Fletcher Jones Endowed Chair, Departments of Computer Science and
Paper title:
Probabilistic Inference of Simulation Parameters via Parallel Differentiable Simulation.
Authored by
Eric Heiden, Christopher E. Denniston, David Millard, Fabio Ramos, and Gaurav S. Sukhatme.
Paper abstract:
To accurately reproduce measurements from the real world, simulators need to have an adequate model of the physical system and require the parameters of the model be identified. We address the latter problem of estimating parameters through a Bayesian inference approach that approximates a posterior distribution over simulation parameters given real sensor measurements. By extending the commonly used Gaussian likelihood model for trajectories via the multiple shooting formulation, our chosen particle-based inference algorithm Stein variational gradient descent is able to identify highly nonlinear, underactuated systems. We leverage GPU code generation and differentiable simulation to evaluate the likelihood and its gradient for many particles in parallel. Our algorithm infers non-parametric distributions over simulation parameters more accurately than comparable baselines and handles constraints over parameters efficiently through gradient-based optimization. We evaluate estimation performance on several physical experiments. On an underactuated mechanism where a 7-DOF robot arm excites an object with an unknown mass configuration, we demonstrate how our inference technique can identify symmetries between the parameters and provide highly accurate predictions. Project website, oskrezel.github.io/probdiffsim.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Max Q. H. Meng, the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
Paper title:
hierarchical policy for non-prehensile multi-object rearrangement with deep reinforcement learning and Monte Carlo tree search.
Authored by
Fan Bei, Fei Meng, Jianbang Lu, Jiankun Wang, and Max Q. H. Meng.
Paper abstract.
Non-prehensile multi-object rearrangement is a robotic task of planning feasible paths and transferring multiple objects to their predefined target poses without grasping. It needs to consider how each object reaches the target and the order of object movement, which significantly deepens the complexity of the problem. To address these challenges, we propose a hierarchical policy to divide and conquer for non-prehensile multi-object rearrangement. In the high-level policy, guided by a design policy network, the Monte Carlo tree search efficiently searches for the optimal rearrangement sequence among multiple objects, which benefits from imitation and reinforcement. In the low-level policy, the robot plans the paths according to the order of path primitives and manipulates the objects to approach the goal poses one by one. We verify through experiments that the proposed method can achieve a higher success rate, fewer steps, and shorter path length compared with the state of the art.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by H. Jin Kim, Seoul National University, Korea.
Paper title:
Online Distributed Trajectory Planning for Quadrotor Swarm with Feasibility Guarantee Using Linear Save Corridor.
Authored by
Jungwon Park, Dobin Kim, Kyung Chan Kim, Do-Yoon Oh, and H. Jin Kim.
Paper abstract.
This paper presents a new online multi-agent trajectory planning algorithm that guarantees to generate safe, dynamically feasible trajectories in a cluttered environment. The proposed algorithm utilizes a linear safe corridor, LSC, to formulate the distributed trajectory optimization problem with only feasible constraints, so it does not resort to slack variables or soft constraints to avoid optimization failure. Also, we adopt a priority-based goal planning method to prevent the deadlock without additional communication for decision-making. The proposed algorithm can compute the trajectories for 60 agents on average 15.5 milliseconds per agent with an Intel i7 laptop and can find the trajectory that reaches the goal without deadlock in both random forest and indoor space. We validated safety and operability of the proposed algorithm through a real flight test with 10 quadrotors in a maze-like environment.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yu Zhang, Master of Yangtze University.
Paper title:
Generating Active Explicable Plans in Human-Robot Teaming.
Authored by
Akama Hadevihani and Yu Zhang.
Paper abstract.
Intelligent robots are redefining a multitude of critical domains but are still far from being fully capable of assisting human peers in day-to-day tasks. An important requirement of collaboration is for each teammate to maintain and respect an understanding of the other's expectations of itself, lack of which may lead to serious issues such as loose coordination between teammates, reduced situation awareness, and ultimately teaming failures. Hence, it is important for robots to behave explicably by meeting the human's expectations. One of the challenges here is that the expectations of the human are often hidden and can change dynamically as the human interacts with the robot. However, existing approaches to generating explicable plans often assume that the human's expectations are known and static. In this paper, we propose the idea of active explicable planning to relax this assumption. We apply a Bayesian approach to model and predict dynamic human belief and expectations to make explicable planning more anticipatory. We hypothesize that active explicable plans can be more efficient and explicable at the same time, when compared to explicable plans generated by the existing methods. In our experimental evaluation, we verify that our approach generates more efficient explicable plans while successfully capturing the dynamic belief change of the human teammate.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Sebastian Shearer, Associate Research Professor, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Air Loop, Lifelong Loop Closure Detection.
Authored by
Dasong Gao, Chen Wang, and Sebastian Shearer.
Paper abstract:
Loop closure detection is an important building block that ensures the accuracy and robustness of simultaneous localization and mapping, SLAM, systems. Due to their generalization ability, CNN-based approaches have received increasing attention. Although they normally benefit from training on datasets that are diverse and reflective of the environments, new environments often emerge after the model is deployed. It is therefore desirable to incorporate the data newly collected during operation for incremental learning. Nevertheless, simply fine-tuning the model on new data is infeasible since it may cause the model's performance on previously learned data to degrade over time, which is also known as the problem of catastrophic forgetting. In this paper, we present Air Loop, a method that leverages techniques from lifelong learning to minimize forgetting when training loop closure detection models incrementally. We experimentally demonstrate the effectiveness of Air Loop on Tartan Air, Nordland, and robot car datasets. To the best of our knowledge, Air Loop is one of the first works to achieve lifelong learning of deep loop closure detectors.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jonathan Kelly, University of Toronto Institute for Aerospace Studies.
Paper title:
Observability-Aware Trajectory Optimization, Theory, Viability, and State-of-the-Art.
Authored by
Christopher Grebe, Emmett Wise, and Jonathan Kelly.
Paper abstract:
Ideally, robots should move in ways that maximize the knowledge gained about the state of both their internal system and the external operating environment. Trajectory design is a challenging problem that has been investigated from a variety of perspectives, ranging from information-theoretic analyses to leaning-based approaches. Recently, observability-based metrics have been proposed to find trajectories that enable rapid and accurate state and parameter estimation. The viability and efficacy of these methods is not yet well understood in the literature. In this paper, we compare two state-of-the-art methods for observability-aware trajectory optimization and seek to add important theoretical clarifications and valuable discussion about their overall effectiveness. For evaluation, we examine the representative task of sensor-to-sensor extrinsic self-calibration using a realistic physics simulator. We also study the sensitivity of these algorithms to changes in the information content of the exteroceptive sensor measurements.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Oliver Krummer, Carnegie Mellon University, the Robotics Institute.
Paper title:
Search-based task planning with learned skill effect models for lifelong robotic manipulation.
Authored by
Jackie Liang, Mohit Sharma, Alex LaGrassa, Shivam Vats, Soumya Saxena, and Oliver Krummer.
Paper abstract:
Lifelong learning robots need to be able to acquire new skills and plan for new tasks over time. Prior works on planning with skills often make assumptions on the structure of skills and tasks, like subgoal skills, shared skill implementations, or learning task-specific plan skeletons, that limit their application to new and different skills and tasks. By contrast, we propose doing task planning by jointly searching in the space of skills and their parameters with skill effect models learned in simulation. Our approach is flexible about skill parameterizations and task specifications, and we use an iterative training procedure to efficiently generate relevant data to train such models. Experiments demonstrate the ability of our planner to integrate new skills in a lifelong manner, finding new task strategies with lower costs in both train and test tasks. We additionally show that our method can transfer to the real world without further fine-tuning.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kaichun Mo, PhD student, Stanford.
Paper title:
Learning to Regrasp by Learning to Place.
Authored by
Shuo Cheng, Kaichun Mo, and Lin Xiao.
Paper abstract:
In this paper, we explore whether a robot can learn to regrasp a diverse set of objects to achieve various desired grasp poses. Regrasping is needed whenever a robot's current grasp pose fails to perform desired manipulation tasks. Endowing robots with such an ability has applications in many domains such as manufacturing or domestic services. Yet, it is a challenging task due to the large diversity of geometry in everyday objects and the high dimensionality of the state and action space. In this paper, we propose a system for robots to take partial point clouds of an object and the supporting environment as inputs and output a sequence of pick and place operations to transform an initial object grasp pose to the desired object grasp poses. The key technique includes a neural stable placement predictor and a regrasp graph-based solution through leveraging and changing the surrounding environment. We introduce a new and challenging synthetic dataset for learning and evaluating the proposed approach. In this dataset, we show that our system is able to achieve 73.3% success rate of regrasping diverse objects.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 10. This paper was selected because it is authored by Joydeep Biswas, Assistant Professor, Computer Science Department, University of Texas at Austin.
Paper title:
Visual Representation Learning for Preference-Aware Path Planning.
Authored by
Kavin Singh Sikand, Sadegh Rabi, Adam Uccello, Zweshu Xiao, Garrett Warnell, and Joydeep Biswas.
Paper abstract:
Autonomous mobile robots deployed in outdoor environments must reason about different types of terrain for both safety, for example, prefer dirt over mud, and deployer preferences, for example, prefer dirt path over flower beds. Most existing solutions to this preference-aware path planning problem use semantic segmentation to classify terrain types from camera images, and then ascribe costs to each type. Unfortunately, there are three key limitations of such approaches. They 1. Require pre-enumeration of the discrete terrain types, 2. Are unable to handle hybrid terrain types, for example, grassy dirt, and 3. Require expensive labeled data to train visual semantic segmentation. We introduce visual representation learning for preference-aware path planning, VRLPAP, an alternative approach that overcomes all three limitations. VRLPAP leverages unlabeled human demonstrations of navigation to autonomously generate triplets for learning visual representations of terrain that are viewpoint invariant and encode terrain types in a continuous representation space. The learned representations are then used along with the same unlabeled human navigation demonstrations to learn a mapping from the representation space to terrain costs. At runtime, VRLPAP maps from images to representations and then representations to cost to perform preference-aware path planning. We present empirical results from challenging outdoor settings that demonstrate VRLPAP 1 is successfully able to pick paths that reflect demonstrated preferences, 2. Is comparable in execution to geometric navigation with a highly detailed manually annotated map, without requiring such annotations. 3. Is able to generalize to novel terrain types with minimal additional unlabeled demonstrations.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 11. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jason M. O'Kane Professor of Computer Science, University of South Carolina.
Paper title:
Robust by Design Plans for Multi-Robot Pursuit Evasion.
Authored by
Trevor Olson, Nicholas M. Stifler, and Jason M. O'Kane.
Paper abstract:
This paper studies a multi-robot visibility-based pursuit evasion problem in which a group of pursuer robots are tasked with detecting an evader within a two-dimensional polygonal environment. The primary contribution is a novel formulation of the pursuit evasion problem that modifies the pursuer's objective by requiring that the evader still be detected, even in spite of the failure of any single pursuer robot. This novel constraint, whereby two pursuers are required to detect an evader, has the benefit of providing redundancy to the search. Should any member of the team become unresponsive, suffer temporary sensor disruption/failure, or otherwise become incapacitated. Existing methods, even those that are designed to respond to failures, rely on the pursuers to replan and update their search pattern to handle such occurrences. In contrast, the proposed formulation produces plans that are inherently tolerant of some level of disturbance. Building upon this new formulation, we introduce an augmented data structure for encoding the problem state and a novel sampling technique to ensure that the generated plans are robust to failures of any single pursuer robot. An implementation and simulation results illustrating the effectiveness of this approach are described.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 12. This paper was selected because it is authored by Junit Sattar, University of Minnesota.
Paper title:
Continuous Time Spline Visual Inertial Odometry.
Authored by
Jiawei Mo and Junit Sattar.
Paper abstract:
We propose a continuous-time spline-based formulation for visual inertial odometry, VIO. Specifically, we model the poses as a cubic spline, whose temporal derivatives are used to synthesize linear acceleration and angular velocity, which are compared to the measurements from the inertial measurement unit, IMU, for optimal state estimation. The spline boundary conditions create constraints between the camera and the EMU, with which we formulate VO as a constrained nonlinear optimization problem. Continuous time pose representation makes it possible to address many VO challenges, for example, rolling shutter distortion and sensors that may lack synchronization. We conduct experiments on two publicly available datasets that demonstrate the state-of-the-art accuracy and real-time computational efficiency of our method.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.